Following the news, the increase of overnight policy rate, OPR, has become major headlines last year for Malaysia and a lot of other countries. OPR, which was raised many times last year, was to rein in soaring inflation, maybe to blame for two consecutive drops in loan application volumes. It is said that any increase would affect the low and middle income groups in particular, as bank loan payments, especially for home loans, would rise in tandem. And to discuss further on this, we have ready on the line is Dr. Shankaran Nambiar, Senior Fellow at the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research. Thank you, Dr. Nambiar, for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, Nina. Good to be on the show.
All right, thank you, and Happy New Year to you. Dr. Nambiar, it is said by Prime Minister Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim recently that Bank Negara Malaysia, BNM, has the right and authority in making decisions such as overnight policy, OPR, to ensure the stability of the country's economy without intervention from the government. And this is to remind us that the central bank is mandated to promote monetary and financial stability that is conducive to continue growth of the Malaysian economy. Doctor, help us understand better the importance of having separate prerogative between monetary and fiscal policy in navigating the hard times.
I think it's absolutely right. What the Prime Minister has said is absolutely right. He wants to reaffirm that he understands and respects the independence of the central bank. Of course, politicians have a different time frame, and those in the central bank or the central bank would have a different time frame. They would be looking at a longer time frame, and therefore, it is absolutely essential that have its independence, and that is the practice in most countries. There is, of course, a need to coordinate what happens at the central bank versus what happens at the Ministry of Finance. One is tasked with monetary policy and the other with fiscal policy, and as the Prime Minister has mentioned, there is, of course, a need to coordinate the use of monetary and fiscal policy, but setting interest rates, setting the broad direction of monetary policy, that's entirely the mandate of the central bank.
All right. And about the ongoing crisis in Ukraine and the lifting of movement restrictions in China, which would spur the country's economy recovery, and there are some of the factors that will put pressure on the local goods and bring about the need for further hikes in OPR. Hence, the OPR rate is still low compared to 2019, the pre-pandemic year. So there is still space to raise it some more. Is the market ready for another hike? Are SMEs solid enough to take this hike? And of course, Malaysian as a whole, especially those with higher liabilities.
I think there are a couple of issues here. Now, for instance, if you looked at the ongoing crisis in Ukraine, it has been dragging on. One is not sure when it would come to an end. There's also the possibility, although it's perhaps remote, but it can't be entirely ruled out, that Russia might want to escalate the conflict. It has been mentioned that one cannot entirely rule out the possibility of nuclear intervention. That would, of course, put the global economy at a high level of risk and would disrupt markets. Now, as far as lifting movement restrictions, there is, of course, on the bright side, the movement of people. It would help the tourist industry in the country, and trade, etc., would improve. But the Prime Minister, I think, has been very even-handed on this, on the movement of visitors from China. He has said that health will be a priority. That being the case, there is, of course, the possibility, and depending on how bad the the COVID situation gets in China, there is the possibility that it could negatively impact our tourism industry. Now, of course, now the question of a rate hike as far as the OPR is concerned is motivated more by what is happening in the US and how aggressive the Fed is in increasing their interest. And we have to be careful about that. We don't want too much of a differential between the interest rates in the US and our rates here. There is, of course, some space for an increase in the rates. And it seems, the way things are going now, that perhaps one could expect more rate hikes in the US in the first half, probably now and in March. And then there would be a tapering off once they reach their 2% target as far as inflation is concerned, or reach something that is thereabouts. Now, is the market ready for another hike? Yes and no. One is, you can't afford not to hike, because if you don't and the rest of the world is, you would have an outflow of funds. And I don't think you want to see that. You don't want the ringgit, which is showing some signs of strengthening since Anwar has taken over. You don't want to lose those gains. Mm-hmm. Are SMEs solid enough to take the hike? I think I wouldn't deny that there would be many SMEs which might have difficulty taking the hike, especially those that want to who need to take loans, who are planning expansion, who are planning to invest in more capital and equipment. They might find this hike a little bit of hindrance. And yes, I agree. Definitely, those Malaysians with higher liabilities would of course, be negatively impacted by the hike. But looking at the broader picture, I think it is inevitable that you would have to accept some level of hike.
All right. As you mentioned, can the people take the hike of the OPR, and you said yes and no. But some analysts say that different financial solution is needed from Bank Negara instead of the OPR hike. This is mainly because of worries of the it may burden the Malaysians along with inflation and the rising cost of living. So, Doctor, do you agree on this or do you have other perspective about it?
I'm not sure if there is really some other way in which you could address the situation. Because as I mentioned early on, the Fed in the US, the central bank in the US, it is increasing its interest rates. And I think we have to respond in a similar fashion. There is, of course, the problem that we would face. For instance, people who have taken loans would have difficulty making good their loans. Those who were planning to buy houses, they might, to some extent, want to delay their expenditure. But I think all things considered, that there seems to be little way out of this predicament.
All right. So definitely, Doctor, there's a lot to watch out for, especially in our financial constitution with the regarding of the hike OPR. I want to say thank you very much to Dr. Shankaran Nambiar, the Senior Research Fellow at the Malaysian Institute of Economy Research, for helping us understand better on the cause and effect of the hike of the OPR.